Kareem Rabosai, thank you all for joining us. Freilich in Isru Chag, a good Erev Shabbos Bereishis. For a new year, a new sugya. Maybe we'll do a little bit more Hilchos Shabbos this year, possibly. But one thing that just kept on coming up many times over the past week and a half, I'm sure I wasn't the only one, especially over the two-day Yom Tovim, what do you do with your talis, whatever you do on Shabbos, what do you do with your shab, with your talis, and also with two-day yontifs especially also, you know, you have your pants, you want them to stay creased, but you don't want them to get wrinkled. So how do you maneuver that delicate balance between being Shomer Shabbos properly and still looking at your best, L'chavid Shabbos and yontif? So I think many people are familiar with the concept of folding your talis backwards, but I think a lot of us are less familiar with, is that a chumrah? Is that Me'ikr Hadin? Is that L'chatchila? Is that B'di'evid? Is it better if I just shmush in a ball and leave it to let it be what it be, whatever will happen? Or is it L'chatchila? Is it Tol Midas Chasidus to fold it backwards? Where do things lie along the spectrum of Mutu L'chatchila or less than that? So, believe it or not, it's a Mefurash Mishnah in Maseches Shabbos, which, after you learn the Gemara, comes out with a remarkable... The Mishnah looks like a remarkable Kula, and the Gemara looks like a remarkable Chumrah. Let's see it inside. So, source number one, Shabbos Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Mefurash Mishnah, Mekaplin Es HaKelim, you're allowed to fold clothing on Shabbos. Great. So, if we stop here, do whatever you want. Fold your pants, hang them up properly, fold your talis, put it in properly. However, here we have a Gemara that's going to mention 5 points regarding this halacha of folding clothing on Shabbos. Zok the Gemara, Amar Dmei Rabbi Yanai, Lo Shanu, Ela Ba'adam Echad, Aval B'Shnei Adam Lo. If you have two people working together, we'll see why that's going to be significant. That's going to be a problem. But you're allowed to fold if you're alone. Okay, most of the time I fold my talis by myself, I fold my pants by myself, we're good to go. Continues the Gemara, Uva Adam Echanami Lo Amar El Bechadoshim. This heter that we allow to fold clothing, at least for one person alone, it's only if they're brand new. Aval b'yishanim lo. If they have been worn before, you're not allowed to fold these clothing. Uh-oh. We basically already knocked out just about every case. V'chadashim nami lo amru elo b'levonim. Aval b'tzivuim lo. And even the heter that we have, if it happens to be brand new, and it's mutter, that's only going to be if it's brand new and white. But if it's brand new and dyed and colored, you don't have a heter. And finally, what is this, number 4? Or 5? V'lo amrin elesh ein lo lahachlef. And when you have this heter, if you don't have anything to change into for the rest of Shabbos, aval yesh lo lahachlef, if you have another suit to wear or another talis to wear, lo. So we have basically, the Gemara, which the Shulchan Aruch passing like this Gemara, lists 4 or 5 details that every single one has to be met in order to permit folding clothing. And you're never, basically in real life, you're never going to have a case where it's you folding by yourself a brand new piece of clothing that happens to be white and you have no other item to wear of that sort. Except maybe the first Shabbos you buy a brand new talis and let's consider it white and you fold it, you know, that's basically the only time every few years that it happens. Let's see, Rashi, you'll see I gave it away with my underlined. Let's see how Rashi learns the sugya. V'shnei b'nei adam, what's the difference if it's one person or two people? Why does two people make it worse? Kishe mekaplin osan, mefashtin kimatehen. Kimatehen are its wrinkles, its creases. When two people fold it, they could pull it taut. They could pull it tight. And by doing that, what are you doing? So we're coming out with something very important with this Rashi. Is the vort, and you don't need to be a Talmud Chacham to understand, to go with the following Chakir, is the vort of whatever issue that the Gemara has, the Mishnah you don't see it as an issue, but the Gemara says there's this problem called folding clothing, is the problem that you are not supposed to do things to prevent wrinkling? Is that you're trying to be monea the wrinkling, or that you're trying to get rid of wrinkles that are already there? You hear that? Is the whatever problem, the problem that you are not allowed to preventative stuff, or that you're not allowed to do therapeutic treatments? Right, between all the doctors and dentists here tonight, we'll use those preventative treatments and what do they call them in insurance? Preventative and therapeutic? Thank you. Okay, great. Baruch Hashem. Good. So, look what Rashi says. Is Rashi meduyuk one way or the other? Rashi says that the problem with two people is that you pull it tight, mefashtin kvatet, you are pulling taut those creases, meaning you are fixing it. Oh, once you learn like that, then you could go to the next two words of Rashi. V'nire kemisaknin. So you see what Rashi just did? Rashi just said, it was bothered, what really worked back, but Rashi said, what could be the problem with folding clothing? It must be tikkun mana. Wait a second, what are you fixing? You're just preventing it from my pants from getting wrinkled tomorrow. I'm preventing my towels from getting wrinkled overnight. Says Rashi, no, that's not pshat. The issue with folding is not that you're preventing it from getting wrinkled, it must be that you are taking out the wrinkles. Oh, once you're taking out the wrinkles, that's a tikkun. Then I could say, because if we didn't have, I mean, if you had to guess which malacha, the issue that this Gemara tells us that you can't fold clothing under normal circumstances, unless you have all five conditions, of course. But if I would tell you can't fold your clothing, what malacha would you have put this under? Is there anyone who might have suggested something, by the way, other than Rashi, who's saying tikkun, mane? Makav patish is the av malacha of tikkun mane. Tikkun mana is a subsidiary, subcategory of makor patash. Oh, I would have said that. Yeah, that's what I would have said. I would have said it's like kivus. It's a told of malabain. It's a part of the laundering process. That's what I might have said. Is Rashi saying that? Clearly, definitively, 100% no. Rashi is saying as loud as he can, this is not an issue of malabain. He says, nirikimisaknin. Okay, vayter, says Rashi. Yishanim, the heter is only for brand new clothing, but if they are old, then it's asr. Why? Says Rashi, because if they're old, kipulan misaknan yosim nachadashim. The folding it will do more to fix these fold. I guess once it's old, it's a little wrinkled already, and you're folding it, you're helping it, you're improving it. Savuin, what's the difference between the distinction that the Gemara listed between white clothing versus dyed clothing? Zot Rashi. Kipulon mitaknan. Now, I ask you, do you have any differences in your wardrobe between dyed clothing or white clothing? I don't know either. And that's the point that Shlomo Zalman makes in this footnote over here. Rav Neuwirth says, Shamatim Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach said, Sa'ad kipul shalanu, in our folding, lo yodu shum hevdel bein beged lavan litzavua. Okay, so our clothing is probably a little bit different. Maybe they use different fabrics, or maybe the dyeing process that they used made the fabric either harder or softer or something like that. So at least one of these details that the Gemara requires, we can knock out saying that our clothing might be a little bit different. Okay, so that's the sugya Gemara Rashi. Comes Tosis and says, Mamish hits us on the head with a hammer. Zog Tosis on that same sugya of Kufiyut Gimel Med Aleph and Shabbos. One liner. Mikan lamanu to aser likapil talisos shell. Thank you. Beis HaKnesses, lefi shem tzarech machar. You know what he says? He says, even if it's brand new, and even if you can do it as a single person, and even though they're white, it's still us. Because why are you folding your talis? It's folding it for tomorrow.
We're folding it for not
mirachar. That sounds what he seems to be saying. It sounds like he understands that last line of the Gemara, when the Gemara says, the only heter is, if you don't have any other, could someone get Dr. Shapiro? The last line of the Gemara is that it's only mutter if you don't have anything to change into. That means that it has to be letzorech hayom. It can't be for tomorrow. So Tosis is pointing out, when we finish shul, we're not going to be putting on our talesim at mincha. We're not the Yemenites. Right? The Yemenites put their talisim on Friday by Kabbalah Shabbos. We don't put our talisim on after Shacharis. So therefore, us Ashkenazim, we're never going to have that need for today, which was the last of the criteria of the Gemara, and therefore we cannot fold our talisim. Mefurish Tosfos, mefurish Sugya. Oh. What about, let's talk about... I hear you, Har. I don't think it's talking about ownership here. I think it's talking about just identifying, as opposed to my tzitzis that I'm wearing underneath my shirt. The other talis is what I call the talis shel beis haknesses, what you and I might call talis gadol. Right. Maybe, yeah, I don't think it's identifying ownership here.
Maybe he meant your own talis, you can't. You thought maybe he thought maybe the shul's one you can't with Tzarechat Tzibur.
And even sell you say, okay, so you're just coming out to Chumrah. Either way, it's fine. That could work, but I don't. That would just come out an extra Chumrah. Fine. Tosus comes up with the next point. What about pants? Let's forget about talis. Put talis away. I'm not going to wear a talis. What about my pants? Friday night, I take off my pants, or I take off my pants for taking a nap Shabbos afternoon. That is Litzorech Machar, either tomorrow morning, Shabbos morning, or when I get up from my nap, to go to Mincha, to go to the Gemara Shir Shabbos afternoon. So says Tosus, is that called? I mean, I have other pants in my wardrobe. I have my pants that I wear Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Is that called not having other pants? And Tosus says, no. You know what? If you don't have pants this nice, meaning Shabbos pants, maybe that would be considered that you don't have other pants. If you do have another suit, it sounds like you shouldn't even have a heter to fold your pants Friday night. Because hey, it's not Litzorech today. You could wear a different suit. If you only have one suit, one Shabbos suit, okay, I understand that. One Shabbos suit, you need a Litzorech, you need it for Yom, for Shabbos, so maybe there's a Heter. You fulfill that last criteria of the Gemara that you can't have any other thing to wear. But if you do have another Shabbos suit, you don't have a Heter to fold pants. Okay, let's continue. So what kind of tikkun is that? Rashi said three times, I underlined it for you, obviously I cut out, there were a lot of other Rashis that I cut out because they didn't drive home the point that I wanted to make, which is that the issue with folding is tikkun mana. Tikkun mana is a subcategory, as we mentioned, of the one of the Lama Tes Malachos of Makkeh B'Patish. What's the tikkun mana here? Tikkun, what's Makkeh B'Patish? Makkeh B'Patish is what? What's Makkeh B'Patish? what's Makkeh B'Patish? What? The last hammer blow. Who cares about the last hammer blow? Thank you. Taking something that's not usable to make something that's now yes usable. Great. So okay, we're not to that Doraisa. Let's say Tikkun Mana maybe is only Darabana. What's the point of Tikkun Mana? Tikkun Mana is my glasses were bent out of shape. I'm making them now usable. I'm bending them into shape. Tikkun Mana is I have a kli that's broken. I make it. I fix it. I make it usable. I have a guitar that the string snapped. Right? Shami Sakin Klei Shir. The issue is Shami Sakin Klei Shir is what? It's Tikkun Mana. That's why you can't play instruments in the first place, because I might come to do what? The issur of fixing it. Well, what's broken that I'm now fixing when it comes to wrinkly clothing? Until now, I was going to be warm with wrinkly pants, with creased and pressed and neat pants. Now I'm going to be kept nice and warm with wrinkly pants. How did you fix something by folding it? How is it tikkun mana?
Preventing it from becoming bad.
How is it becoming bad if it's wrinkled? It's not usable if it's wrinkled?
No, it's preventing it from becoming wrinkled. So,
right. But how is wrinkles or no wrinkles a tikkun mana? Tikkun mana is I have a broken kli.
It doesn't look good anymore. So,
so let's just take what you're saying and add a little twist, and just a tiny knetch. But Godim serve two purposes. One is what? To keep you warm and to keep you covered and appropriate. The other is like the Gemara says, "Karasi le mani mechabdusi," right? Mechabdusa, right? Right? You walk into a shul with either a pair of dungarees or a tuxedo pants, and they tell a very different story about who you are and what you do for a living and a lot of other things. So, in that sense of the purpose of clothing, bevechinas lechavodu lesifares. Is not to keep, you know, Aaron HaKohen warm and modest. Okay, maybe his mechnasayim were to keep him modest, but other than that, so in that regard, as far as the second purpose of clothing to give a certain sense of kavod, in that regard you are doing a tikkun. Again, by wrinkling or folding something or preventing it from being wrinkling, you're not making a kli into a kli. You're not fixing something that's broken. But you're making that the second tachlis of clothing, which is to give you a certain amount of kavod, will be able to serve that purpose. So that sort of seems to be the tikkun involved with folding clothing. Where do we see? Fine. Let's see a line in the Rambam. The Rambam, source number 7, Hilchos Shabbos, it's easy to remember where it is. Chaf Beis, Chaf Beis. Eim ekatan habgadim b'shabbos, kederech she'osin b'chol. So what are those three words, kederech she'osin b'chol? The Gemara didn't say that. Where did the Rambam get it from? Okay. Let's read this again. Eim ekatan habgadim b'shabbos, kederech she'osin b'chol, b'begadim kishe yichab su'osan. So the Rambam's saying, you're not supposed to, you know, fold clothing like you do on weekdays when you launder them. Oh, what does that sound a little bit like, maybe? Mr. Goodman, that's what you were mechavin to before. Says the Tosfos Yontif that this Rambam who says that you shouldn't fold it in the way that you do when you launder, you know what it sounds like? You know what it smells like? It smells like the problem with folding is that they told of kibbutz. By saying that this is the way you do when you launder, it sounds like it's part of the laundering process. And therefore, the mashmos, not like Rashi that I underlined three times in source number one, that it's a tikkun mana, but rather it might be a part of kibbutz. That's what Tosfos Yontif here is medayik. He begins, v'lo nesru. He's talking about Tosfos Yontif is a parish on the Mishnah that we have in source number one that there's a question of folding. And it says, what's the issue of folding? Lo nesru elam yishon dehavi kimisakin mana, like Rashi. And where do we see that you could have tikkun mana even if you're not actually fixing something? Where do we find that you could do nothing to actually change you're not taking a broken guitar and making it work? That's tikkun mana. Where do you see precedent that you just do something else? It doesn't really change the body of the chayfetz. You're not fixing it, making it usable. It's still called tikkun mana. So says the Tosfos Yontif, I'll tell you where. Tvilas kelim. Oh, you get a gift on your wife says, oh my gosh, you broke my kitchen utensil Friday afternoon. Go out and get me another one. So you roll and get to Variety Connection right before it closes. You run home, and here it is, sweetheart, and she's happy. Baruch Hashem. But you didn't tovel it. So you tovel it on Shabbos? You can't tovel things on Shabbos. Why can't you be tovel things on Shabbos? Tikkun mana. Did you fix anything? Was anything broken? Did you make a physical change in anything? No, you didn't. Nevertheless, the Mishnah says, the Mishnah is talking about a different case. The Mishnah is talking about something that's tameh, making it tahor. But the post can assume that just like that's called tikkun mana, to tovel something that's tameh to remitar it, similarly, the tefillah that we do, not for tara, but for kelim that are purchased from a nachri, would equally be taking a kli that's not halakhically usable, even though it's physically usable, but halakhically it's not available. To make it halakhically available, that's similar. So to be mafresh shumas and meisters on Shabbos, there's also an issue of tikkun mana. You're not changing the food physically, you're just doing something externally. I'm taking off the shumas and meisters so that the rest of my food could be halakhically, redefined. Okay, so he's medayik here. That the Rambam might consider it not tikkun mana like we've been explaining, but maybe the Rambam learns that it has to do with kibbutz. Okay, so we now have two ways to understand the potential problem with folding my talis on a Shabbos morning after that. Now, there's another Rambam. The other Rambam is not really talking specifically about folding. He's talking about other things that are tikkun mana that are of this ilk, where you're not actually changing something, but you're improving it. Says the Rambam in source number 9 that you never guess these things. If you have you have your silver. I don't remember when it was. I think in my house we went for like a long time without polishing our silver. A long time, like 2 years or 3 years or 4 years. And then at some point,
The in-laws
were the ones who gave us most of the silver that we didn't polish. So we figured we better polish. So we polished the silver. And my kids said, like, oh, where did we get that from? It's like, oh, it's been sitting in the house for the past 4 years. You just never saw it shine. Okay, so are you changing anything? Are you making it usable when you polish it? Absolutely not. It was totally usable. I used it last Friday night, just it was dull and tarnished, and I use it now this Shabbat, Friday night, and it's gleaming and shining. But either way, it held my revius. So what's the difference? Says the Rambam, Also lach of klei kesef begar tikkun. What's gar tikkun? Gar tikkun is, what's that silver polish that they sell? What's that? There's a name. What? Haggerty's. Yeah, Haggerty. Thank you. Haggerty's. Yeah. So gar katon is the old Haggerty's. Okay, why? Because that's a way professionals do it to make it nice, and that's misakin kli. Fine. Look at the second line. You're not allowed to wash your dishes. What? I wash my dishes on Shabbos. Okay, whatever. Let's not get into that detail. Also, ladiach karos ve'ilfasin. You're not allowed to wash your dishes and your pots. V'pneishu k'misakin. It's like as though you're being misakin. Wow. Unless you need it for the next meal. Okay. Zok deraivid. What? You're not allowed to wash dishes because it's misakin? Omer Avram, at the end of source number 10, Omer Avram, kol ze'eno osu elu mipnei shu toreach lachol. It's nothing. You're not allowed to wash your dishes after Shabbos lunch. You're not allowed to get that cholent off your dishes. It's not because it's tikkun in the dishes, the cholent dishes, or your, what do you call that, the little bowl that holds cholent. What's the word? Tumbler, not tumbler. Come on, help me. Ramekin, right? The ramekins that you hold, serve your cholent in. The ramekins that you serve your cholent in, that's not tikkun by washing it, says the Rabbi, that's toreach l'chol. So again, you realize that this Rambam is not talking about folding clothing. He's talking about dishes, silver. But for whatever reason, we'll see later, the Aruch HaShulchan says that this machlokes should apply also to folding clothing. Because remember, you remember the last of the four tanaim that were necessary for folding clothing, the heter on Shabbos? The last of the four tanaim that the Gemara said was that you have nothing else to wear, meaning you need it for today. That's the heter. That means, what's the iser of folding clothing? You need it for tomorrow. So that means, so what should be the problem if you need it for tomorrow? Okay, so we saw the Achronim said the Lashon, the Rishonim said the Lashon of Tikkun, fine. According to this Ravid, it might not be Tikkun, it might not be Koveis, it might be yet a third possible Isser, and that is, why can't I fold my talis on Shabbos morning after I finished? Because I'm Toreach L'chol. Now, let me shoot back at you. Maybe I could see that folding on the lines is a tircha, but folding not on the creases is not a tircha. Okay, we'll see. You're making a good point. Okay, but until now, you're right. Tikkun mana has no heter to do use that day, right? I want to play the guitar at Shalashudis. That's not a heter, right? Malka, that's, we don't play guitars at Shalashudis. That's a good point. Okay, until now, if we stop right now, you go home now, you're in trouble. There's no heter to fold your talis, there's no heter to fold your pants. We didn't see any kulas. We didn't even see the kula of not folding on the creases. So let's now look for some kulas. Comes the Beis Yosef, and it would have been nice if I took the time to find the Mordechai and the Ravyo and the Kolbo inside, but it's just much faster to take the Beis Yosef, who tells us, who quotes them all for us, which is the godless of the Beis Yosef. Says the Beis Yosef in source number 11, Simon Shin Beis. The tour basically, if I remember correctly, just quotes the Gemara, which says you're not allowed to fold, except in the four cases. Comes the Mordechai. Mordechai calls him, source number 11, only if you fold in the same way it was originally folded. The whole heter that you might have heard of folding not on the creases, that is the Shitas HaMordechai. Notice that it wasn't the Shita of Tosos who said explicitly, you're not allowed to fold your talus. He didn't say, oh, but just fold it not on the lines. Tosfos said, you can't fold the talus. The Rambam said it's Asur. Rashi says it's Asur. Everybody else says that. Comes a Mordechai that's quoted by a Beis Yosef and says, if you fold it not on the lines, is this going to be L'chatchila? Are we going to be reliable? Just because Mordechai said it, but everyone no one else said, that means I could do it? We're going to see.
Would he agree also backwards instead of just on a different place, different way?
The Rebbe Avadia, we'll see that in Rebbe Avadia later on. Let's see source number 12. I just broke the same Beis Yosef just to indicate that this is now quoting a different Shita in the Beis Yosef. Kosev Vakolbo. Ah, now we're going to be able to start breathing a little bit more easily. Va'achshav shenohagu lekapel kol hakelim. You already see where he's going. He's saying, nobody holds from that Gemara. It's a Gemara and Shabbos Kufiyat Gimel. Nobody holds from that. Nobody holds from Kufiyat Gimel. Right? We don't do that. We're not into that. We don't hold from that Gemara. What do you mean? People are knowing to be mekabel kol hakelim. Efsher, listen to this kula. The kipul didan lo domi lekipul shelahem. We have a totally different kind of folding. Shahayu kafeidin ma'od lefashet kamatav. They were very makpid to stretch out the creases. Lahanicha tachas hanemichbash and to put it underneath the press. Right? Maybe like dry cleaning. Dry cleaning is a whole different animal. When you fold your whatever you fold your talis, you don't put it under a press with weights. When you send to the dry cleaners, nicha. Okay, fine. So you're not allowed to dry clean. You know, even forget the client cleaning part. You're not allowed to press professionally press as a dry cleaner does. That okay, we could grant. Says the couple, our folding is not the folding of the Mishnah and the Gemara and all that whole Gemara that says you can never fold. Doesn't apply to our what we do. Oh. This Kolbo says you could do what? Everything. This Kolbo says there's no Isser folding. The question is going to be, do we pass like this Kolbo? Could we rely on this Kolbo? Let's see the Shulchan Aruch, right? The same guy, Beis Yosef, quoted these Rishonim, the Mordechai and the Kolbo. According to the Mordechai, you're allowed to fold, just not in a regular way. According to the Kolbo, you could fold everything. So after he just quoted them in the Beis Yosef, is he going to paskin like them? Or is he going to paskin like the Gemara? The simple reading of the Gemara. Let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says. Mikaplin kelim the Shabbos, l'tzorech ha-Shabbos, l'lav shem bo bayom. You're allowed to fold things if it's for that day. So far it's the Mishnah. And then he brings all the tanais. That's only, says Shulchan Aruch, v'davka ba'adam echad, with only one person. U'v'chadoshim, and they're brand new. U'levonim in the second line, they're white. And you don't have any other thing to wear. If you have any one of these conditions missing, you can't fold. So he's being machmir. He's saying that we do apply the halachas of folding to our modern day kinds of folding. One more line though. If you fold it not in order, not the way it was originally folded, mutter b'chol inyan, that's going to be mutter. Venir in dvarav. Babosai, contrast source number 11-12 with source 13. In 11-12, the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Kara, quoted a Mordechai and a Kolbo. Mordechai says you could fold in other ways, and the Kolbo said that there's no problem with folding at all, b'zmanazah. Same person, Rabbi Yosef Kara on the Shulchan Aruch, how does he paskin? He passes like one of them, but not like the other. He takes the kula of the Mordechai that we could fold differently now, that's going to be mutter. But as far as the kula of the Kolbo who says, fold however you want, folding is different nowadays, although he quoted it in the Beis Yosef, he didn't pass him that way in the Shulchan Aruch. So you see clearly the Shulchan Aruch holds that our folding is aser. However, if you fold not on the creases, that will be mutter. So let's just think. Folding is Asr Medina, right? There's a Kolbo who's Mekel, we don't hold like that. It's Asr Medina. Folding, not on the creases, I'm going to add a Knech now. The Shita, the first Shita in the Shulchan Aruch, Asrs it, like the regular reading of the Gemara. There's no Heter of folding on off the creases. But there's Yesh Misha Omer, and the Shulchan Aruch says, that's okay, you can rely on that. Venir and Zbarv, I like that Shita, that you could be Mekel if it's not on the creases. Fine. That is the Shitas HaShulchan Aruch. Look, please, in the Mishnah Brura at the end of source number 13. Very last line of source number 13. Vinirin Tvarav, right? The Shulchan Aruch said you could be Mekel to fold it on the creases. Umikom Akom. Mi shirotze lahachmir al atzmo shelo lekapel klal vaday adif. A chomra from the Mishnah Brura. The Shulchan Aruch said explicitly, well, the Shulchan Aruch brought two shitos. The Shulchan Aruch was meika, like the second shita, that you're allowed to fold if it's not on the creases. Comes the Mishnah Brura and says, if you need to. But if you want to be mamish afruma, you want to be machmir on yourself to not fold at all, that's certainly preferable. That is better. So what should I do? If I want to be from like the Mishnah Brura, I should roll it into a ball. We see people in shul rolling it into a ball. Okay, we'll see. We'll discuss that soon. Comes the Aruch HaShulchan, who is a contemporary of the Mishnah Brura, basically. Comes Aruch HaShulchan and says the following. Rishonim said that the problem with folding was which iser? Tircha shalchol, that was a ravid, one ravid. That it's a subset of kibus, it's like malabain, that was one, also that was like a random, diyukin rambam. Tikkun mana, the Rishonim said clearly it's tikkun mana. The Aruch HaShulchan is going to say, when is it tikkun mana? Did you ever see a pleated skirt? Did you ever try to iron your wife's pleated skirt? Did you ever see your wife trying to iron her pleated skirt? Do you remember when there used to be, now the pants, men's pants are all straight, right? Used to be pleated, right? So I guess suit pants you don't really iron yourself, but you try ironing a pleated skirt or even the pleats, and I remember I used to have, when I was in high school, they had a Perry Ellis. Did anyone remember? Perry Ellis had a pleat in your shirt, right over there on top of the... I'm just thinking this right now. See, remember, you remember what's right? We're dating ourselves, maybe? Okay, you remember too, so I don't feel so bad. Pleats are hard. That Perry Ellis shirt was always the hardest shirt to iron. Says that Aruch HaShulchan, that's pshat. Pshat is, when you're dealing with pleated clothing... That's what the Gemara, when the whole Mishnah, it's a Chiddush Atzim. When the whole Mishnah was talking about, when the Gemara is saying you can't, fold clothing, that means to like pleat the clothing or to iron it in a way, not iron it, but to fold it in a way that you have your pleats. That's a whole different avoda. That's much different than just, folding my talis in half. Let's see the Aruch HaShulchan. Ask the Aruch HaShulchan implicitly. He doesn't say this question outwards, but obviously he's bothered by, what's the tikkun? What are you fixing when you fold a piece of clothing? When you fold a talis, what are you? You're not fixing nothing. This is not just folding normally. El kipul kemaisa umnos. This is a professional kind of folding. Kamosha kasal beisyad shvaran shvaran. Whatever that other Rambam that he's referring to. Klomer kamatim kamatim, which I think would mean pleated. Aval bekipul pashut ein kfeid v'chol gamri. Says Aruch HaShulchan, tremendous kula. He's saying that there's no, the folding that you're talking about and the folding that the Gemara was talking about were apples and oranges. The Gemara was talking about pleating in the sense of, folding in the sense of saying that's pleated. That's a big avoda, that's a tircha, that's a tikkun. You're making it wearable if you have a pleated dress or a pleated something and the pleats aren't pleated. You can't wear that. A clown. You look like a jester. Okay, that's not what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. The Mishnah Berurah is... What? This is... Is it the kolbo or is it not the kolbo? It's the same line of thinking as the kolbo. Keep in mind, did the Shulchan Aruch pass like the kolbo?
No.
Let me rephrase that. The Shulchan Aruch explicitly rejected the kolbo. The Aruch HaShulchan is paskening with his kula. Right? The Aruch HaShulchan lived in the early 1900s. The Shulchan Aruch was in the 1500s, right? He's arguing the Shulchan Aruch? He's passing like the kolbo. So he's not passing like the kolbo. He's saying even without the kolbo, even the Shulchan Aruch is only talking about pleated. It's a fine point. You're right. It's the same lumbus as the kolbo. Yes, it does. 100%. I'm just giving you a hard time. Yes. Fine. Then look to skip to source number 16. And the Aruch HaShulchan will say what Barry thought he said in the previous point, he's now going to say explicitly. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, what's Taka the Minog in Europe 100 plus years ago? What was Taka the Minog? Did they follow the Talis or not? I know what I see people doing shul. What was the Minog in Europe? Says Aruch HaShulchan, Bizmanenu. Again, 100, 115 years ago, Yesh Harbe Shemekabim Talis Yom Shabbos. You look around shul, there are plenty of people. Half the people are following it funny, half the people are following it regular. So you know what? That was how it was 150 years ago. Vishlom, right? The Svir Lahu, they must hold the Bekibul Shalano that our folding Lekashem Tikkun, the time of the Tircha, whatever. They don't hold like the time of the Tircha that Rivet that we mentioned in passing. Rather, they hold like Rashi and the Rambam and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch that the whole problem is Tikkun, and you're not fixing it when you're not fixing a broken object when you fold it. And that's the shita, that's the minhag that many people are makel to fold it regularly. So if you see a guy folding his talis regularly, what should you do? You should slap in the face? You could say, the Shulchan Aruch says you should fold it backwards. But even there are people who are, there's a minhag that's been around, you know, that people do it. Obviously they're relying on that kolbo that the Shulchan Aruch rejected, but it seems that there is a kav in Klal Yisrael. There is a branch in Klal Yisrael. I'm not a branch in terms of, you know, one chassid versus another chassid, but there is a strain of thought in Klal Yisrael to follow the kolbo that we do fold things. That our folding is not the folding of the Shulchan Aruch of the Gemara. So let's just put things together before we finish off. We have the Gemara says it's aser. We have the Shulchan Aruch says it's also like the Gemara, but Yesh Misha Omer that you could do it not on the lines, and I hold like that. You can make it. The Mishnah Berurah said better be machmir not to fold even not on the lines. Even if you fold on different lines, you still shouldn't. And the Aruch HaShulchan is saying, and there are some people who just do everything because they hold it the whole. Not, I mean, the Aruch HaShulchan is quoting this minhag that he's quoting that people just fold it however they want against the Shulchan Aruch. He's saying that minhag is against the Shulchan Aruch, but that's a minhag in Klal Yisrael. Fine. It's always nice to read Aruch HaShulchans, who, if you go through a lot of Aruch HaShulchans and so many sugyas, you'll notice that he is
Amami.
Not just Amami, and that's it, but he's always Mamed Zechus. He's not just reflective of a lower standard. That might also be true in a different sense.
It's more common.
The common for the commoner, as opposed to the Shabru, which might be for more of the, you know, the B'nai Torah in a certain sense. But he's also Mamed Zechus. He sees a minhag, he says, there's a minhag like this. Obviously, they're knowing like a kolbo. Maybe it is. The Shulchan Aruch rejected him. But okay, fine. So Shulchan Aruch said no, and the kolbo said yes. It happens. Now, while we're here, it's just a great idea. What happens when your hat gets shmushed? Did you ever have your son take your hat and sort of pull it like down over his ears and your dimples they're called? Yeah? What do they call it? The pinch, thank you, yeah. The pinch is no longer pinched. So you let it pinch the pinch. You let it dimpleize the dimple. Says the Shemir Sha'as Kilcha, so yeah, that's a different story. Mutalahach says Hasheka Shal Mikbas. Mikbas is a hat. Shenis Kamta, that was folded or messed up. Similarly, look at my jacket. Right? My jacket is straight. So now could I fold the collar down? Oh, did I just fold the beged on a crease? I'm such a frum a yid, I would never do that with my talis. But how come no one ever thinks twice about folding the collar down? Says, oh, that's something totally. What? Sorry? Yeah, but it's not white. And it's not chadash. You need all four to be mutter. You need all four tanaim to be mutter medina the gemara. It has to be one person. It has to be white. It has to be chadash. It has to be for today.
We're going to go back to those. Like talis, we think it's white. We keep saying talis, but we skip pants are all black.
You're right. Pants should all be medina the gemara. Pants are aser. So we have a heter. We have a heter of the Shulchan Aruch to fold my pants not on the seams, not on the creases. No one likes doing that, right? Because that's you lot, right? If you order from Jose Banks, you could spend an extra $10 and get a forever crease. Whenever I bought pants from Jose Banks, I always spent those extra $10. So we like our creases on our pants, right? So I don't want to do the Shulchan Aruch when I do my pants, because if I do the Shulchan Aruch, that means I'm going to be folding my pants not on the crease, and it messes up the pants a little bit. They don't look crisp. Okay, so that's the next three words of the Shemeshanes Kilchasa. Mutal Hachsis at Savaron Shomiyo, that's the collar. Ves HaKefel, and the crease, Sheba Mechnasayim. Ve'emis, that's not considered Kipul Begod. That's not considered folding. What? Oh, you think it's a cuff? Maybe you're right. Okay, fine. So we'll get to the crease later. We'll get to the crease soon. Okay, maybe Kefel is a cuff. You might be right. I'm probably wrong. I accept that. Fine. Shaka is the dimple or the pinch in the front of the hand.
And I'll
yeah, that's a teka. Shaka for the teka. You're right. Fine, but this is not talking about that. Okay. There's an interesting svara, just to finish up with about two or three points. If you look on the bottom, Rebbe Avadya has a very long tshuva, as all of his tshuvas are very long, and obviously his tshuvas are always... Whenever you have to learn a sugya, whenever you have to research a sugya, I shouldn't say learn a sugya, research a sugya, you just want to see everything there is, the best place to go is Rebbe Avadya, and unfortunately I only realized that after I learned the sugya. So I waste a lot of time that way, trying to figure out who's going to say this and where to see you find this. I could have, and then afterwards I found this Rebbe Avadya, and I just read everything that I had spent so much time, you know, finding. Okay, I get some schar for the tircha then. So look at the bottom paragraph on page number 3. He quotes Rav Yitzchak Palagi, an interesting svara lahakel. Rav Yitzchak Palagi is medame our folding to another area. We mentioned once the concept that Yerach HaShulchan mentioned this, that maybe the whole idea of tikkun mon, or certainly tircha, but maybe tikkun mon, is because you're doing something professional. Sevi Yitzchak Palagi, shezeha kipu meisa hedyotu. Who cares? Where does hedyot come into anything in this sugya? V'doma lekesher shel eno shel uman v'sheino shel kayom shemot lekashel chatchila. If you're allowed to tie a bow or some other kind of unprofessional knot, that's mutal lechatchila. Oh, kesher kosher is one of the lamentas malachos. Yeah, but if you do it in a completely unprofessional, unpermanent way, so guess what? When I fold my talis, that's not professional. Raya ledavar is that every single person on a regular day folds their talis up along the creases. And is it permanent? It's not permanent. Raya ledavar, that tomorrow I have to fold it again. You know, it's not going to stay that way. When I unfold it, it gets unfolded. So he says it should be. Then look at this beautiful sweat that he adds. Look at this last line. This last line is a winner. Right? Every chumrah that you're machmir on always has a cooler than some other area, right? They say that by, isn't that one of Newton's Newtonian laws of physics? Every reaction has an opposite and equal reaction. Same thing with halacha. Says the Yisro Pelagi, talis is what? What does the pasuk say? Chazal say, mefurish. Chazal say, hisnal lefan of mitzvahs. Zekli van veir, hisnal lefan of mitzvahs. What is the examples of hisnal lefan of mitzvahs? Talis na.
Nobody asks about.
Okay, so what do you see? You see Nitzazah, you see it should be the talis. Okay, so you see...
I was say.
Yeah, talis na'a. It's a talis of mitzvah. So hakipul hu hider mitzvah makes your talis stay na'a. So you want to be machmir. So what would the Mishnah Berurah say like this? The Mishnah Berurah said if you want to be really from, it's better not even to be makel like the Shulchan Aruch who allows folding off the creases. Better not to fold it at all. So the Yisrael Pelagi... when it comes to talis, at least, okay, maybe other things, but a talis, you should talis shemitzah. Why be machmir in chumras in hilchas Shabbos when you be mekel kulas in hilchas tzitzis? And you have to be careful with these kinds of svaras, but okay. Then there's another svara, and with this we'll just about finish. The second to last point will be the Ma'asham on the second page. The Ravadi quotes the Ma'asham. Ma'asham has a tremendous chumra. It's a tremendous chumrah. What do you do Motzei Shabbos? Let's say you folded your talis not on the lines. Motzei Shabbos, what do you do? Do you refold it properly? Or do you leave it not on the lines? And next week you also fold not on the lines. And the next week you also fold not on the lines. Says Ma'asham, if every week you just fold not on the lines, not on the lines. And the next week you fold not on the lines, and you leave it there all week long. Guess what? What's the right way to fold your talus?
Not on the lines.
Not on the lines. And therefore, what just became usher? To fold not on the lines, because that's how you fold your talus. Look at this Ma'asham, wild chumra. Wild chumra. Hidei Ma'asham b'das Torah kasav shahetesh below b'shalok kaseret kibud l'harishon. That's only if you're going to fold your talus properly, Motzei Shabbos. Zer k'shechoz l'machor mechkap l'kesidro. But if you have a Shabbos talus, a talus miyuchad l'Shabbos, we have a Shabbos talus. V'chol z'b'chol Shabbos mechkaplo, and you fold it not on the lines every week, harei zeh seder kipulo. Like you fold it every Shabbos, and that's going to be aser. We don't pass. That's my Shabbos, a wild chumrah. And I don't think we pass like that. And therefore, Rav Avadya comes out, certainly that we could be make, he comes out not like the Mishnah Berurah. Not like the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's lechatchila not to fold, not to fold on the lines at all. The Rav Avadya says, no, it's mutar lechatchila to fold on the lines. Now let's get to the most important point, which is pants. Pants, mamish, there are, you know, how to figure out what do you do with pants. So let's just go through Rav Osner discusses pants specifically. Let me just present two or three options. With pants, I could either put it on a hanger regularly. Okay, which is probably, in a certain sense, folding. Okay. Is it on a crease? On a crease. So I have the kolbo to be make-alike. Those who do it have a kolbo to be make-alike. Same people who fold their talis and shul will probably hang their pants up. I have another possibility. What if I just sort of, like they're hanging in the store when you buy slacks, not suits. When you buy slacks in a store, they're hanging on the, you know, they have those on like a clamp, right? The clamp holds it on top and they're sort of hanging down neatly. So is that folded? That's not folded. You maneuver the waistband so that the creases are aligned, but you didn't really fold it. Like if you put it on a hanger, you're folding it onto the hanger. So you're allowed to do that. Or what about just lying your pants flat, but again aligning the creases? Or what about hanging it over a chair, the back of a chair, or a railing, like a staircase railing, just hanging it over there. Would that be okay? Is that the same thing as a hanger? Is that folding? Let's see. Hey, Shavti, let's just go straight to the answer, and we'll finish with this. Afal pi sheyesh lahachmir lechatchila, k'mashmas ha-shulchan aruch, shas ve-shulchan aruch, you should be machmir lechatchila, not to fold pants. Because on the lines, mikol makom yesh lamid zechus. What are the hisvaras lahakel? First of all, that's leinu nikra hakol chadashim shlonis kabsu. All of our pants, all of our Shabbos pants are called, they're brand new. Why? Because you don't wash your pants. What does it mean you don't wash them? You wear them a whole bunch of times until you send them to the cleaner. So just because you wore it, that doesn't make them dirty. We don't wash our pants. We send them to the cleaners every who knows how long. I'm not sure what that sort is. But you do send them to the cleaners. That which we send them to the cleaners, you know what the cleaners do? They make them brand new again. How? They press them on that same original crease. So they turn your pants into being brand new halachically. In the world of folding, they're brand new pants whenever you get them back from the cleaners. So as long as you're keeping that crease, they're always brand new pants. Next line, kanireh ein hevdel in our clothes, kanireh ein hevdel bin lavan letzavua, right? We know that there's no difference in our clothing between colored or not, etc. Then he goes to what we were just speaking about. Va'od efshar litzadeh, we could perhaps argue, diyodua debahani mechnasayim, first was debahani mechnasayim, if with our pants, ayidei achiza achas besof, if you hold the cuffs, right, this is how my mother taught me how to fold pants. You take the pants upside down, and you hold it by the cuffs, right? And you align the seams, the inseams, with each other. So if you do that, what's going to be on the two sides? The crease will be on the sides, and then you could just fold it over your... So once you align, once you hold the right part of the pants, ayidei achiza achas besof, l'umas haregel, the opposite of the foot, the bottom of the foot, automatically the crease is crease. Mismakit ayidei zeh kol mechnasayim, the whole pants will crease properly if you just hold it in the right position. Vinkan ela achiza regila bechavanas people. All you're doing is you're holding it normally with the intent that it should crease. Below shum tosef es maisla tzarech kibul. You're not doing an act of folding. When you hang it on a hanger, like over a hanger, like suits are sold in the store, over the hanger, over the bar, there, that's an act of folding. But if you just hold it, so therefore, he has his limud zechus for pants that sort of align by themselves. So it sounds that lechatchila he'd like you to be machmir. Yeshal milismoch to certainly to hang your pants if you're going to hang them on with the clamps and not fold them. Folding probably on the crease is probably better to avoid. Unless you want to fold your talus also and be samech on the kolba, which people are, although it doesn't sound that it's ideal. It's against the Shulchan Aruch. But as far as being make like the Shulchan Aruch, if you want to be super frum like the Mishnah Berurah, to not even fold it, not on the creases, that's super frum. Folding on the crease, folding off the crease, what the Shulchan Aruch says is permitted, and Rav Avadi says also the Chatchila. And with your pants, just be careful, I think, be careful not to fold it on the crease. But if you hang it, here's some meals. It's a school for Shalom Bayis if you fold your talus so in front of your wife. So I will say, I did see somebody say that Al-Pi Kabbalah, that's being machmir for the Marasham. That's being machmir for the Marasham, because Marasham says you should dafka fold in Motzei Shabbos, so it will be not your derech of folding not on the creases.
But I didn't understand that with that Marasham, is that if you don't have a normal